Good day, everyone. Thank you for watching this presentation on Swiss Re full year 2015 results. I am Michel Lies, Swiss Re Group CEO, and I'm here today with our Group CFO, David Cole. Together, we are going to present our group's key achievement in 2015, our financial performance and our business and strategy outlook for 2016. So first, the achievements. I'm very pleased to say that 2015 was another successful year for Swiss Re, further strengthening the solid foundation of our long-term earnings. Allow me to highlight a few of our successes. First, we outperformed our US GAAP targets for the year and delivered on this target over the five-year target period. We again demonstrated underwriting discipline in 2015 with strong technical profitability across our business units. Our asset management team delivered a strong return on investments by actively rebalancing assets to deal with the low interest rate environment. Group capitalization remained very strong, even after the acquisition of Guardian. Active reinvestments in our businesses and significant capital distribution to our shareholders. At the end of 2015, our group economic capitalization based on SST is estimated to be around 205%. We have deleveraged our capital structure and established external funding access for all business units as well as the holding company, providing us further financial flexibility. Based on our strong capital position and business performance, the board will propose a regular dividend of 4.60 francs Rappen, which represents an increase of 8.2% from last year's regular dividend, as well as new capital actions. These will enable our shareholders to continue to participate in our success. Finally, the strategic framework we introduced at our recent Investors' Day is a major development for Swiss Re. The framework sharpens our focus and provides great flexibility as we move to the next stage of our transformation into a superior capital allocator in insurance risks. Moving on to our business units, I would like to highlight additional successes. In reinsurance, we maintain strong underwriting results despite continued rate pressure in property and casualty and intensive competition in life and health. We also demonstrated the benefits of the decisive management action taken in 2014 to restore the profitability of life and health reinsurance. Corporate Solutions continued to deliver profitable results despite challenging market conditions and extended its presence in high-growth markets, particularly in Asia and South Africa. Admin Re continued to generate strong gross cash and extended its position as a leading closed life book consolidator with the acquisition of Guardian and the integration of HSBC UK Life. The creation of Life Capital is a major strategic milestone for Swiss Re, and I will comment on it later in my presentation. In property and casualty, our solid underwriting track record continues. We have consistently demonstrated the quality of our underwriting skills and underlying portfolio. This is a key differentiator for Swiss Re. Remember, this slide covers the whole of our property and casualty operations, so it includes both property and casualty reinsurance and corporate solutions. Underwriting discipline will continue to underpin everything that we do at Swiss Re. Looking at the long-term performance of life and health reinsurance, you can see the contribution of this business segment, which remains strategically attractive for Swiss Re. After the successful turnaround in 2015, we are confident that life and health reinsurance will continue to deliver strong results going forward. We also achieved a strong return on investment in 2015 and a steady investment performance over time. Our active asset rebalancing has helped mitigate the effect of lower interest rates. Our 2015 business performance and very strong capital position allow us to propose another significant capital distribution. As just mentioned, the board will propose a regular dividend of 4.60 francs Rappen per share to the upcoming AGM. The board will also seek authorization for a new public share buyback program up to 1 billion Swiss francs purchase value to be executed before the AGM 2017. as the current buyback program was subject to the availability of 2015 excess capital and regulatory approval, the new program will be subject to the availability of 2016 excess capital and regulatory approval. Any decision to launch the program will take into account major loss events and potential opportunities meeting our strategic and financial objectives. Our capital management priorities remain unchanged. We aim to ensure superior capitalization, grow the regular dividend with long-term earnings, deploy capital to attractive opportunities, and repatriate further excess capital to shareholders. Finally, an update on our financial targets as we are closing our five-year plan. I'm really proud to report that we achieved our five-year US GAAP targets for the group. In 2015, we generated a return on equity of 13.7% and earnings per share of $13.4. Both return on equity and earnings per share are clearly above the watermark levels implied by our financial targets. We will provide an update on our economic net worth per share target on the 16th of March when we publish our 2015 EVM results together with our 2015 annual report. As we stated in our Q3 2015 results, our economic net worth for 2015 will be impacted by the economic loss incurred in relation to the acquisition of Guardian. I now hand over to David for the financial highlights and will return later to update you on our strategy and business outlook.
Thank you, Michel, and good day to all of you from me as well. I will begin my presentation with the key financial highlights of 2015. I'm pleased to report that Swiss Re achieved an impressive net income of $4.6 billion for 2015. All business units contributed positively to this result. There was also a strong contribution from our investments, with an ROI of 3.5%. P&C Reinsurance maintained its underwriting discipline and delivered a very strong ROE of 22.2%. Life and Health Reinsurance met its 2015 target and delivered an ROE of 15.7%. Corporate Solutions focused on delivering on profitability with an ROE of 14.8% at the upper end of its target range. Admin Re reported strong gross cash generation and an ROE of 7.5% at the upper end of its midterm target. As Michel mentioned, on the basis of both our business performance and our capital strength, the board will propose to distribute 1.5 billion Swiss francs to our shareholders in the form of a regular dividend. The board will also seek authorization for up to 1 billion Swiss francs in the form of a public share buyback program, conditional upon available 2016 excess capital. On this slide, you will find the usual overview of key figures. I'll not walk you through the slide. However, I would like to highlight that lower unrealized gains reduced shareholders' equity during 2015, mainly as interest rates rose somewhat toward the end of 2015. One additional matter I'd like to mention is that the US dollar and Swiss franc were almost at par at the end of the year. Now let's move on to P&C Re's results. P&C Reinsurance delivered another set of strong results in 2015. Our diversified earnings stream, as well as our direct access to clients and the ability to close large and tailored transactions, enabled us to maintain our strong performance. Premiums were impacted by currency movements and a challenging market environment, with rates still under pressure. At constant FX rates, premiums were slightly up as we took advantage of our ability to differentiate from other players through our capital strength, know-how, and close interactions with clients. Our underwriting performance remained solid, reflecting the quality of our portfolio. The reported combined ratio was slightly higher than last year at 86%. P&C Reinsurance benefited from a lower-than-expected level of Nat Cat losses during the year and net reserve releases from prior accident years. However, the segment was impacted by above-average large man-made losses. Our P&C Re franchise remains strongly positioned to continue to deliver value. Michel will tell you more about our market outlook following the January renewals. Let's now turn to Life and Health Re. I'm proud to report that we met our ROE target of 10%-12% for 2015, which was announced at the Investors' Day in June 2013. On an underlying basis, the return on equity was 11.8%, comfortably meeting the target. The management actions taken in prior years were the basis for this success and are the foundation for future profitable growth. While net premiums earned and fee income decreased in U.S. dollar terms, at constant exchange rates, premium income was higher in 2015, benefiting from longevity deals in Europe, large and tailored transactions in Asia, and yearly renewable rate increases in the Americas. The operating margin for 2015 was increased significantly as a result of the improvement in life and health operating income. The prior year margin was substantially lower, primarily due to the management actions in relation to pre-2004 U.S. yearly renewable term business. On this slide, you can see the turnaround in net income very prominently. The strong performance in 2015 reflects a significant improvement in operating results, also supported by net realized gains and lower interest charges. Let me assure you, managing the in-force business will continue to be a key priority for Swiss Re, along with growing profitable new business. Corporate Solutions delivered good results in spite of a challenging market environment as it maintains its focus on profitable growth. The quality of the book remained high, and the reported combined ratio benefited from a benign Nat Cat environment and favorable prior year development. However, Corporate Solutions experienced higher than expected large man-made losses. Coupled with the continued investment in growth, as Corporate Solutions further expands its footprint and reduced premiums, this led to an underlying combined ratio above the 98% estimate provided at the beginning of the year. The business unit generated net income of $340 million and delivered an ROE of 14.8% at the upper end of its 10 to 15% ROE target range. Admin Re concluded the year with a strong performance across all metrics. The gross cash generation of $543 million for the year includes the positive impact of valuation updates and the finalization of the UK half-year statutory valuation. The underlying gross cash generation was in line with our expectations. The strong net income for 2015, supported by higher realized gains and tax credits, enabled Admin Re to report an ROE of 7.5%. The midterm ROE target range for the business unit remains 6 to 8%. Our asset management team delivered another strong performance while maintaining a high-quality investment portfolio. Average invested assets decreased over the year, mainly due to net asset outflows, rising interest rates, and the effect of foreign exchange translation. The main portfolio changes during 2015 included the net reduction of cash and short-term investments of $6.2 billion, as well as net purchases of fixed income securities, credit ETFs, and some direct investments in real estate. Return on investments was strong at 3.5% for full year 2015. Though slightly down versus last year, it reflects a solid performance in the current environment and was primarily driven by net investment income and realized gains from sale of government bonds and equities. Realized losses from impairments remained low. And finally, our running yield of 3.0% for the full year was slightly lower than last year, but in line with expectations as communicated last February and relatively steady historically, excluding one-off impacts. Our asset allocation is consistent with our business mix and our economic outlook. Since 2013, we increased our investments in credit and decreased our cash and short-term investments. The acquisition of Guardian adds almost $16 billion to our assets for own account. We remain focused on maintaining a high-quality portfolio. Financial market volatility has attracted a lot of attention lately, and I'd like to comment on our risk governance and market position. Alongside our investment decision process, Swiss Re has developed a robust financial risk management oversight, which includes strict financial market and credit risk limits that are monitored on a daily basis. As you know, our economic value management framework is based on a market-consistent valuation of our assets and liabilities and does not apply market volatility dampening measures. You can see from the interest rate sensitivity that we were well matched at the end of 2015. Hence, the economic impact of interest rate changes would be relatively low. The impact of credit spreads is larger, as no dampening measures applied to the economic valuation of our liabilities. You can see how the Guardian acquisition increases this impact as we take on board additional credit investments. We are acutely aware of these risks, and Swiss Re employs a robust risk management practice to properly assess and steer our exposures. Details on our U.S. GAAP common shareholders' equity are on slide 21. The increase due to our strong net income was more than offset by dividends paid and the share buyback program, unrealized losses, and foreign exchange movements. I'll now hand back to Michel for the business and strategy outlook.
Thank you, David. Let's move on to our business and strategy outlook for 2016. As we announced at our Investors Day last December, we have defined an enhanced strategic framework to increase our focus on responding to market challenges and seizing opportunities. Our framework enables us to move to the next stage of our transformation journey towards becoming the most successful capital allocator in insurance risks with a strong balance sheet. The framework is made of four pillars. First, we will systematically allocate capital to attractive risk pools while also closely scrutinizing our asset mix. Building on this, we will further broaden and diversify our client reach. This will allow us to access risk pools more effectively. Simultaneously, we will continue to optimize our resources and operational platforms to ensure we allocate or reallocate capital towards the best opportunities. Finally, we will emphasize our differentiation, which is driven by our financial strengths, our knowledge sharing, and our unique access to clients. These four areas of strategic action will allow us to deliver on our new group financial targets over the cycle. I will comment on these targets very shortly. The framework will also guide the priorities of our business units in 2016. Reinsurance will retain underwriting discipline while assessing risk pools and will continue to develop differentiated solutions to clients. Corporate Solutions will focus on profitable growth while expanding into primary lead. Life Capital will continue to seek attractive opportunities in closed books while accelerating its growth strategy in open books with strategic partners. Let me now go into more detail on each of our business segments, starting with property and casualty reinsurance. I will focus first on our property and casualty January renewals, as approximately 55% of our treaty book renews on that date. It was another challenging renewal for our teams, as we continue to see rate decreases in property and specialty lines. In the US CAT business, the pace of rate decrease has slowed down. Casualty remains stable overall, however, with significant differences among segments. The premium volume of our renewal increased by 3% as we successfully pursue our differentiation strategy to manage the cycle, retreating capacity from flow business and closing large and tailored transactions at differentiated terms and conditions. Our overall risk-adjusted price quality is lower than last year, at under 2%, but our book continues to meet our economic return hurdles and remains of high quality. We estimate our combined ratio for property and casualty reinsurance to be around 99% in 2016, assuming a normal level of large losses. As you know, we do not assume any reserve developments, as we are prudently reserved on a best estimate basis. The increase of our estimate from last year is due to the continued challenging rate environment and change in our business mix as we write more casualty. We will continue to differentiate our offering through our financial strengths, our expertise, and highly interactive client relationship model. We remain confident about the underlying quality and long-term performance of our book and confirm our return on equity target of 10 to 15% over the cycle for property and casualty reinsurance. Our view on the life and health industry remains positive. There are challenges in this competitive segment, but we see attractive business opportunities and are well positioned to benefit from them. We will continue to pursue profitable growth opportunities in high-growth market and apply our expert knowledge on biometric risk to develop tailored solutions and help reduce the mortality and morbidity protection gaps. We are responding to the expanding need for health protection and care needs driven by aging societies. Furthermore, the move to economic-based capital standards will continue to support the demand for large and tailored transactions, which plays to our strength. On this basis, we are fully committed to our return on equity target of 10 to 12% in this segment over the cycle. Corporate Solutions will continue to carefully navigate the current market with unchanged focus on profitability. The breadth and expected growth of the commercial insurance market presents significant opportunities for Corporate Solutions. The relevance of the business unit is expected to increase within Swiss Re. Corporate Solutions will build on its distinct value proposition as a large net capacity provider and market innovator, further broadening its footprint in key markets and expanding into the primary lead sector. Considering Corporate Solutions' continued investment in growth and the currently challenging market conditions, we estimate the combined ratio of Corporate Solutions to be around 101% in 2016. Assuming a normal level of large losses, the business unit remains committed to delivering a return on equity of 10 to 15% over the cycle. Life Capital has the ambition of building up an attractive life and health book of business. It combines the primary life and health insurance expertise and businesses of Swiss Re, responding to attractive growth opportunities and expanding our access to risk pools. On the closed book side, the team will remain focused on opportunities in the UK and potentially in continental Europe, while working on the integration of the Guardian acquisition, which closed on the 6th of January 2016. We will also look at optimizing financing options. In terms of the impact on gross cash generation, Life Capital maintains its expectation that the closed book business will generate gross cash of $1.7 billion over the next 3 years. Life Capital will accelerate its growth strategy in the open book businesses and is expected to redeploy approximately $300 million of cash over 3 years to further establish its market position. We reiterate our return on equity target for Life Capital to deliver 6 to 8% in the midterm. Thereafter, we expect synergies and opportunities from our strategy to materialize. Asset liability matching will remain the cornerstone of our investment philosophy. This is reflected in the composition of our investment portfolio, which predominantly consists of fixed income securities, matching our liabilities both in terms of duration and currency exposure. Our investment strategy will continue to maintain a high-quality focus. We have only a small allocation to non-investment-grade securities and have recently further diversified the portfolio by introducing infrastructure investments, commercial mortgage loans, and the direct real estate in the US. As you may have seen through our publication and industry initiatives, Swiss Re is actively engaged in promoting infrastructure investment as a tradable and transparent asset class. Given the projected needs over the next 15 years, an infrastructure financing gap of about $1 trillion per annum is expected to emerge globally. Global insurance companies such as Swiss Re are expected to play a significant role in closing this gap. On the basis of the outlook for our business segments and investment portfolio, Swiss Re is well positioned to tackle the future challenge of the insurance sector and harvest attractive returns. We have demonstrated that our global reach and product diversification allow us to sustain profitable levels. Our very strong capital position and flexible structure allow us to remain agile in deploying capacity. Our two group financial targets are supported by our business unit's profitability targets. Over the cycle, we aim to deliver a group return on equity of 700 basis points above the risk-free rate. Our return on equity target will be benchmarked against 10-year US government bonds, with ongoing monitoring of a basket of rates reflecting our business mix. Our second target is to grow economic net worth per share by 10% per year, also over the cycle. We look forward to reporting to you on these group targets, as well as our business unit targets throughout the year, and more importantly, over the long term. Thank you for watching this video on Swiss Re's 2015 annual results.